Hey, good evening, my people. Good evening, good evening, good evening, good night. You know, some places might be morning. This is Poetic Sam right here on the Wagwan Show, to be joined later by the one, Miss Janet, on the move, Lumley. So, people, it's a show. It's a new year, new feeling, new time, new everything. How are you feeling out there? How is everybody doing? How's everybody New Year treating them? I'd like to know, you know. But I'm going to give thanks to Mama. We holler it out all the time. So here it is, the first one on the Wagwan Show. Christopher Martin, Mama. Let's all give thanks and praise that we have a Mama. All right?
Okay, no, I'll have to call you back. I'll call you back a little later, shortly. Alright, good.
Mama, where would I be, Lord? Where would I be? Where would I be without my mama? Mommy, me love you, there's nothing I'd put above you. No house, nor no girl, nor no car. Stand firm in my life, nothing about you. From a barn, me and you are far. Mommy, I'm a princess, mommy, I'm a dance. First lady, I'm a life, a girl, I'm the understand. Special dedication to the big woman. From your love, your mama, make me see your hand. The bus a blank to your mama, light up to your mama. Selector, you better pull up the one you for your mama. Proud of your mama, sing loud to your mama. Yeah, I make you know you're happy, she bring you come here. From your heart, tell me, sing this one. From your love, your mama like this man. There's no one like my mama, no, no. Mama never had it easy at times. Many days I don't know how we survive. We held down 'cause our mama's teaching. And in the scripture she blessed her believes in. Real thing, if I never mama, I wouldn't believe. Put a blank to your mama, light up to your mama. Selector, you better pull up the one you see your mama. Proud of your mama, sing loud to your mama. Yeah, I make you know you're happy, she bring you from your heart. From your heart, tell me, sing this one. From your love, your mama like this man. There's no one like my mama, no, no. Hey yo, how come my mama this year? How come my mama this year? We gave her first, I'm last, yes, all of this. Talk to my mama this, yes, talk to my mama this. Anything you want, you will get it, so we promise. So anything you want, anything at all, anything you need, mama, no prayer to God. And this year is a sun fall. You put a blank to your mama, light up to your mama. Selector, you better pull up the one you have to your mama. Proud of your mama, sing loud to your mama. Yeah, I make you know you're happy, she bring you come here. From your heart, tell me, sing this one. From your love, your mama like this man. There's no one like my mama, no, no. Put a blank to your mama, light up to your mama. Selector, you better pull up the one you have to your mama. Proud of your mama, sing loud. I make you know you're happy, she bring you from your heart. From your heart, tell me, see what. From your love, your mama like this man. Yeah, there's no one like my mama, no.
the greatest woman to move us out on earth because she brought us here, you know. Enough thanks to your mama. And all who can't give thanks to one, just thankful for the father that she brought you here. I know you're real good everywhere. Blessings to all my friends who tune in to listen this evening. My friends from Canada, my friends from the U.S., my friends from Africa, especially those ones I got from Sierra Leone. They're good people, good people, good things, all right? So, this is Wagwan Show. We have lots of information to give. Sometimes you see some things out there and you just wonder, you know, really, really like wonder why somebody would just jump up and, you know, just kill each other for nothing. Especially our black folks. Like I know right there in Jamaica right now, it's like what? 40 deaths already, and January, I guess like what, January the 13th, 40 people already died, and that's what we know about. I don't know. That's what I'm going. Not cool, not nice, not, you know, I don't know why we can't love each other, you know. But again, we're going to say it a little louder. We're still going to talk to our mama, those who, you know, some mama has got to be going reckless because their own child is gone. So me and my sister was talking, and she said one 15-year-old girl ran away from home. Go live with a man. I think he's in his 30s or something and got chopped up. Both of them died. They got chopped up. You know, like, that's some sad news. But we got better news than some of them. You know, we could say, hey, yeah, mama. All right, I'm going to continue on the mama vibe for a little bit. We're talking about mama right now. Because this world needs a mama, a nice, kind mama who will breastfeed from the world to our world, and your world, and my world. We need to just be all right. More mama.
When I was pregnant in jail, I thought I was going to have a baby and the baby would never be with me, but I was acquitted a month and 3 days before Tupac was born. I was real happy because I had a son.
When I was young, me and my mama had beef, 17 years old, kicked out on the street. Though back at the time, I never thought I'd see a face. Ain't a woman alive that could take my mama's place. Suspended from school, scared to go home. I was a fool with the big boys breaking all the rules. Shed tears with my baby sister. Over the years, we was poor than other little kids. And even though we had different daddies, the same drama when things went wrong, we blamed mama. I reminisce on the stress I caused. It was hell, hugging on my mama from a jail cell. Thinking elementary, hey, I see the penitentiary one day, running from the police, that's right, mama catch me, put a whoop into my backside, and even as a crack fiend, mama, you always was a black queen, mama, I finally understand, for a woman it ain't easy, trying to raise a man, you always was committed, a poor single mother on welfare, tell me how you did it, there's no way I can pay you back. But the plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
Lady, don't you know that love is sweet?
Dear mama,
lady, place no one above you.
You all appreciate it.
Lady, don't you know that love is sweet?
Now ain't nobody tell us it was fair. No love for my daddy cause the coward wasn't there. He passed away and I didn't cry. Cause my anger wouldn't let me feel for a stranger. They say I'm wrong and I'm heartless, but all along I was looking for a father, he was gone. I hung around with the thugs, and even though they sold drugs, they showed a young brother love. I moved out, started really hanging. I needed money of my own, so I started slanging. I ain't guilty cause even though I sell rocks, it feels good putting money in your mailbox. I love paying rent when the rent's too. Hope you got the diamond necklace that I sent to you. Cause when I was low, you was there for me. You never left me alone.
alone because you care for me. And I can see you coming home after work late. You're in the kitchen trying to fix us a hot plate. You're just working with the scraps you was given. And mama made miracles every Thanksgiving. But now the road got rough, you're alone. You're trying to raise two bad kids on your own. And there's no way I can pay you back. But my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it. And dear mama,
please know one above you.
You all appreciate it. Pour out some liquor and I reminisce. Cause through the drama I can always depend on my mama. And when it seems that I'm hopeless, you say the words that can get me back in focus. When I was sick as a little kid, to keep me happy there's no limit to the things you did. And all my childhood memories are full of all the sweet things you did for me. And even though I act crazy, I gotta thank the Lord that you made me. There are no words that can express how I feel. You never kept a secret, always stayed real. And I appreciate how you raised me. And all the extra love that you gave me. I wish I could take the pain away. If you can make it through the night, there's a brighter day. Everything will be alright if you hold on. It's a struggle every day, gotta roll on. And there's no way I can pay you back. But my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
Don't you know we love you,
dear mama.
Place no one above you.
You all appreciate it.
Don't you know we love you,
dear mama. Dear mama.
Yeah, there's always someone crying on snow, but there's also some of us who pray like Tupac did. He prayed for his mama, you know. Brother was a real true, you know, warrior from the beginning to the end. Hear what she said? A month and a half before she had him, she got acquitted and got out of jail. And so some of us don't understand what it is to be acquitted in life and have a chance but never do anything with it. So I'm telling you, this is Portland Sound. I'm saying do something with it. Make sure that, you know, we make a difference in this world and don't just play this world like it's nothing, you know. But, you know, some of us, it takes us time to learn, and we need to understand how to walk the right walk and talk the right talk at the right time in the right place, you know. But anyways, I'm going to continue with some different type of music now. That's Wagwan. It's mostly, you know, it's a day when we give you a lot of information and play some oldies and some goodies, and you know, I'm gonna try to be a whole lot different this year. I'm gonna do some interviews on here as well. You know, I'm gonna talk to Dr. I had him on before on my other show, but didn't get a whole lot out of him. He's gonna give us a lot of tidbits on what's going on. No, the brother, Dr. Aubrey Oliver. I'm going to bring him on maybe in a week's time or something. I'm going to bring him on a Wednesday and let him go through, you know, all of this and give us some real good tips. He's a wellness doctor and he knows a lot of natural stuff, and that's what we need. We need a natural life, a natural vibe, a natural feeling, a natural story to tell the natural people so we can all be natural in who we are. That's how it is, and that's how we become stars. We're going to give you some poetic time right here on TRS Radio on the Wagwan Show. dropping another oldie right there. Here we go.
Hold my
King, so I'm not myself. And I'm going to say good evening to my co-host, Ms. Janet on the move. Lumley, how you doing today, sister?
I'm doing, you know. Again, you know, just a lot of, how should I say it? I wouldn't say stress, because I think people should get used to what's happening here now, but it's getting, I would say, a little bit worse, because whoever is not vaccinated coming through the border, as of this weekend, there's going to be issues basically. If you are unvaccinated, you come across, you have to quarantine for something like 7 days, and some of those drivers don't have that time, so it's going to be pure problem. They're talking about if food does come in, it might be, we can't buy it because it will be so expensive and all these things. So that's one thing that, you know, we have to be worried here about, you know. But who knows? Things may change, you know, as time progresses. We just have to see the outcome and how that's going to be unfolding. But yes, so Happy New Year again to each and everyone, you know, on the call. You know, hoping that we can probably have more people calling in, or, you know, we may have to figure out another way to have more interaction, you know, with us and you people out there in the world, you know. So again, I am Janet Lumley, and I'm the co-host of Wagwan with Poetic Sam, and thanks for joining us, you know, each week, as you know, bringing value to the what we're doing here. So first of all, I must say I continue on the Kwanzaa journey. It will be continuing until for 365 days. This is week two of it that I've started it. So the entire week last week I celebrated and practiced Umoja, which is unity. And in everything on this, with these principles, we have to somewhat incorporate it, each one with what we're doing with ourselves, you know, our community. You know, this week it's myself, ourselves, yourself. So even with you in the audience, this is what this journey, this principle is about. And it's self-determination, which is in Swahili, is Kuji Jagulia, right? That's Kuji Jagulia. Again, it's Swahili, and it's one of those journeys that you focus on yourself. So I figure one day would not be sufficient for me. So I'm doing it for the week. You know, if anybody wants to join me, or even take it up themselves, you can be on that journey's principle too. You can go to Facebook. No, sorry, not Facebook, online. You know, just type in the seven principles of Kwanzaa, and it will just let you know each one. And you just take on that journey. I've decided to print the principles, you know, frame them along with the symbols, and just have them to look at as an affirmation for myself, till eventually I just can close my eyes and say them and know exactly what I'm doing. So, yeah, on that journey. And, you know, well, we started a charity as well on the move. So, you know, there are many different components now to on the move. I'm hoping that individuals can just jump over to the website, you know, log in on the move, onthemovengmt.com, become a member, because it's going to worth your while to become a member. We have a membership base now. There are five different packages or plans that we have. Just go into the site, go on the membership, fill out the application, you know, send a request in. You can become a member. You can become an affiliate. You can collaborate. You can network with us. It's open, all right, for anyone who wants to join. And I'll talk about the Lumi a little bit later on because, again, investment purpose, free money that you're getting, or free currency that now, you know, it's going to help you to empower yourself and also build wealth amongst yourself, amongst each other. So it's a pan-Africanism in us. And these are all the different components, how you can connect the dots to be a part of that movement that we are on, right? So welcome again to Wagwan, our weekly show. Comments, you know, call in, please. We're asking for more interaction. It will be really appreciated if we can get more people to interact. We're also looking for sponsors for even this show. You know, if anybody wants to donate, sponsor a segment of the show, we're all open for all this. All right, so thank you. As the evening goes on, you know, there are more to say, but at the moment, I'll just back over to you, Poetic Sam.
Yes, thank you, Janet. CRH Radio, Poetic Sam, right here on the Wagwan Show, and you hear some of what Janet is telling you that Wagwan, and I commend her for the discipline and the real tenacity in staying with the Kwanzaa. It's very important, and I'm not gonna skip around it. I really commend her for being so aggressive with it, and I think we should follow. And also, we're saying that those that can call in and want to call in, 661-467-2407. I'm working on trying to find a way where we can have more interaction with to do it. The toll-free number that you can call in, and it'll be just as good. And it'll be easier because this is a U.S. number, and some people don't have that ability. And because everybody's using WhatsApp to call overseas now, this is not a WhatsApp number. So we're trying to figure out what we can do with all of that. But at the same time, I'm going to be dropping the music in between. And right now, I'm going to drop the one Mr. Barris Hammond.
One extra.
and butterflies. Every time your eyes meet mine, gold touch. What a baby love. I'm attempted to touch. I feel it, feel it, feel it, feel it, feel it. I wanna touch you, and that's a new way. Your perfume keeps me wanting you so much.
Show a stone, veteran Borough Banton, I tell them, I want to them, man. I want to them. Or we stop selling out to each other. Borough Banton say, only hear this. Right? Now go sell out, you know we now go sell out. Real ghetto youth, them now go sell out, you know we. Now go sell out, you know we now go sell out. Could have come from east of the dark, them a thought, you know we. Now go sell out, you know we now go sell out. Nothing I go on how we things they are out, you know we not go sell out, you know we not go sell out. No power gun is the youth, them want to drop out. No for them a punk, them a real word amount. Sell out the youth, them for pants and shirt. Looking at yourself and you see where life worth. Looking at your life before you go in at the dirt. Should have step forward, but your mind in a reverse. Never dig off a lot, never yet cut a throat. Anytime I pass the pants, them love me the most. Dirty politician, them but you know it, not gonna sell out, you know it, not gonna sell out. Real ghetto youth, them not gonna sell out, you know it, not gonna sell out, you know it, not gonna sell out. Could have come from east of the dark, them out, you know it, not gonna sell out, you know it, not gonna sell out. When nothing I go on, how we think they are out, you know it, not gonna sell out, you know it, not gonna sell out. No power gun is the youth, them one draw out. Could have brought like church mouth, not gonna sell out. No food laying on my mouth. No living in a house, nah go sell out. Man a buffalo soldier, man a none of scout. If you check my track record, then your sister is a growth. Heavy like a anchor when me duck in a the boat. General in a my craft, me a the king in a my sport. But we nah go sell out, you know we nah go sell out. Real ghetto youth, them nah go sell out, you know we nah go sell out, you know we nah go sell out. Could a come from east of the dark, out of south, you know we nah go sell out, you know we nah go sell out. Nothing nah go on a me things they a drought, you know we nah go sell out, you know we nah go sell out. No power gun is the youth, them one draw out. If you see me from the corner and a loaf, me a loaf. When me reason with some youth and I teach them how to cope. Life well hard, you know take it for no joke. Never take a crank, I mean never take a coke. Now go cigarette, sentimental when me smoke. Vice never clean, so me always hold the note. Longest with him ride, I take a ship, I take a boat. Liar to the bone and always hold the phone. But we now go sell out, you know we now go sell out. Real ghetto youth, them now go sell out, you know we now go sell out, you know we now go sell out. Could have come from east of the dark, them a south, you know we now go sell out, you know we now go sell out. When nothing I go on, I'm you know it, now go sell out, you know it, now go sell out. No power gun is to you, them one draw out.
Yes, yes, Sister Janet. Some of us not sell out. I know you're one of them who's got everything under control. You better be on the move like she is, because she is a serious lady. And I'm telling you, what do you think about all of these murders in Jamaica when it is not even the 15th of the month as yet?
Yeah, what's funny there? Enough, today I was told so far it's 37. And I said to the individual, but this is just the beginning of the year. The month is not even middle yet. And already 37. I don't know what to say, because you know what? It's deeper than what we may think, and you know, you don't want to get caught up into that side of it. Earlier somebody called me yesterday and mentioned that there's a guy that living here, went down to Jamaica. No, his ex-girlfriend went down to Jamaica, have an affair with his best friend. No, apparently somebody killed the best friend, and no, whoever did the killing is now, the guy's best friends are now looking for this guy, because they're thinking that, you know, he has something to do with it, but he doesn't, because the police brought him in, they checked him out, right, and see that he didn't have anything to do with it. So now he's trying to get on a plane to come back. So as far as I heard, he was at the airport today trying to, because he wasn't supposed to come back just yet, but apparently these guys are on the lookout looking for him to kill him back, right? So it's just, even this morning, from where I come from, a guy put out a message on Facebook that his nephew was working at the airport. He's about 20. Now, he's supposed to be coming up on Monday. So he had asked one of them, or one of his friends had asked him to give him the position that he's leaving at the airport, and he chose not to. You know they killed him yesterday? They killed the youth yesterday because the fact that he told them that he's leaving Jamaica. He got his shots and everything to come to the States, and they got rid of him yesterday. Pure madness.
Yeah, because that to me is a sheer nothing but madness. Why you kill the guy for that? Something, did he have control over giving that person his position?
It's jealousness, apparently. And the fact that he didn't give the job to the guy who asked him to leave him, to give him the position. They killed him, shot him. Yeah, so, you know, it's like, no, people have all kinds of problems to deal with, and then also have this issues here, because he said he sponsored him. He's in the States there, so he sponsored him, and he was supposed to be coming up on Monday. So instead of him coming up, no, they have a funeral situation to deal with. You understand?
For him.
So, yeah, and it seems like it's never ending. Like, this thing, not just all the stressful situation that people have to deal with, but also all these things. And the government, no. This is where I believe that the government should come in with some stricter laws or something, because some intervention has to take place.
Yeah, I said intervention, but I'm one of those who just kind of believe that the government can't have their hands in everything. And sometimes when they do, it causes problems as well, you know. But what I don't understand is, in that island, you know, I was telling my sister today that I believe that it, you know what, let me not probably repeat that here on the radio, because these are the places and the things that everybody's listening to what you're saying. They interpret it in their own way.
Exactly.
Not because it makes sense, not because it is so. something worthwhile to them or the party. It's just senseless. It's just barbaric what's going on. And how come an island like that that has taught the world so many things that mean so much to so many of us, there is more of us out there, out here. There's more than 2 million Jamaicans outside of Jamaica. And the influence that Jamaica has on the world, for it to be a place that has resort to the kind of place it is right now. It's just, it doesn't seem plausible. I just don't get it.
The problem is, though, when you think about it, where are they getting the guns from?
Exactly. Just continue to keep flowing, and it's all these poor people who don't have any money to buy anything else, but they can get a gun.
But the ones who are doing it are kids. It's kids who are doing it, though. Children who are doing it, like young people, where are they getting these guns from?
It doesn't make any sense to me. I can't.
It doesn't,
no matter how
to me either.
I look at it, which way I look at it, it doesn't make any sense. Like,
nope.
What is this? What is being accomplished by being this way in an island that, like, where all of the here's the amazing thing about this. Here's the amazing thing, and we've said this many, many, many times before, and it's going to be said again. There is no lockdown and there is no immediate reaction to things like those in comparison to what they locked down the whole island for, in saying that there is some kind of, what is it, a disease or whatever, and intend to do something for the people, saying that they're doing something for the people in the country. But yet still, the murders, I don't think in 1 month, 37, let's use the number that is floating around out there, 37 people died of this COVID or whatever you want to take in 1 month. So it qualifies them to lock everything down and lock up everybody. But yet they can't find these criminals. They can't find a gun which is more visible than this disease or whatever they want to call it. COVID or, you know, I'm just trying to be civil in my own way about it. How?
I don't know.
You can see the murderers. You know where it's happening, but yet still you can't find it. But you're going to lock down the whole country to find some kind of, I don't know if it's a disease, I don't know what it is, and Jamaica has a cure for almost everything, and it's something that 91%, 98% of the people who catch it get better. But yet still, you lock down the country, but murderers and murder is going on one a day. We're talking about 13 times 3 is 39. It's 13 days. So we're averaging almost 3 a day.
Almost 3 a day.
And it's not a big concern. It's not a major concern. It's not a concern to lock down. It's not a concern to do anything like that. That is the amazing part about it to me. It's beyond reason.
I don't know. It's something, like, I don't want to, you know, because sometimes you have to, you don't want to talk or you're afraid to talk. But sometimes, you know what, you have to just hold your opinion. Because you never know who might be out there, you know. You say something and they're listening, you have family members, and all. You just have to be mindful. But,
that's,
you know,
what
it's
I just
said. Yeah, it's just crazy. It is just one craziness that is going on. These guys, they know who they're after. They just go out and pick on each other. I don't know. I don't get it.
I was listening to one lady who, she's from St. Thomas. She's saying that there's an ongoing thing between one side and another side, somebody puts in the comments that one side is PNP and one side is JLP.
Yeah, well, that never stopped. That political movement never stopped. Corruption.
I told people, I have said it, you know, I have said it before, until someone can show me around the world where politics is done, any country, island, whatever you want to call it, any part of this whole wide world, that politics has helped them tremendously to the point everybody is satisfied, and the nation of people in that place feel so good about politics, then you can call me a believer. Until then, I'm sorry. I don't see the point. Let me go to some music, because my angriness is getting to the point right now where I don't see where any of this makes sense and this man's doing, and this is not what the Creator created this world for. That's not what we were created for. I'm telling you, people, I wish we could have some reaction. 661-467-2407. Nobody can call in or say anything, because I'm sure we're not the only ones feeling this way. All right, General, let's jump to some music. Let's break CRS Radio. This is for the exam with my co-host, General Lumley. And we call this the Wagwan Show. Our nerves have been wrecked because we're both from Jamaica and we understand it, but I'm sure it's not only just Jamaica. But because Jamaica is so much on the forefront, we talk about it. World of reggae music. World of reggae music. And we're talking about real music. CRS.
Big
No, my nerves are a little bit calmer. You know.
Who was that, yourself?
What was that again? Say it again.
Sorry. Who was the artist?
A while ago? Oh, yeah, that was Anthony B.
Oh, okay.
That was,
yeah.
So, you know, I was just saying that my nerves got a little bit comfortable. You know, it really irritated me a while ago, according to what I'm thinking about and how I'm thinking about it, because it's devastating as a human being, another human being, to understand that we look at each other that way. That's how we're just cold, you know, cold, colder than the snow that's up there in Canada. I know what it's like.
Just
really, really cold. And, you know, we're trying to make a positive enlightenment to the world out there. You know, see if we get one change of voice, you know, one change. That's all we need, you know. And one can show another one, you know, because each one teach one, and we just get better. So I'm
true.
We're trying. We're here trying to see what best we can do. You know what I mean?
It's unfortunate, though, you know.
Very.
Really unfortunate with these situations.
Very, very unfortunate. And I took off a little early today. You know, I wish I could hand the reins over to you and do it. But I'm going to be leaving half an hour early today, my folks. But we still can get into a little bit of something because we still got some time. Just like we were thinking, Richie Spice said it, the youth, them cold. But it's not only just the youth, it's the whole people, the whole thing is cold. All right, so let me drop that one because we're having some kind of fun.
Oh, na na. Yeah, na na na, yeah. Yeah. In the streets it's getting hot, and the youth them I get so cold. Searching for food for the pot, and they'll do anything to fill that gap. Lord, in the streets it's getting hot, and the youth them I get so cold. Searching for food for the pot, but they'll do anything to fill that gap. As generation comes and grows, you got to make preparation while the youth them grow. It's what you reap, it's what you sow. The youth them are the light and the future, so when that's them, you know. If education is the key, now tell me why the bigger heads are making so expensive for we. Give them the key or set them free. In the streets it's getting hot, and the youth them I get so cold. Searching for food for the pot, where they do anything to fill that gap. Boy, in the streets it's getting hot, and the youth them I get so cold. Searching for food for the pot, where they do anything to fill that gap. Well, na na na. A better way. So when me look in a Babylon, me see a beer foul play. I saw the Gideon say, yeah. Our nation come together, know the King Selassie has the truth and the light and the way. Give the people, lead them in the right way. 'Cause in the streets it's getting hot, and the youth them I get so cold. Searching for food for the pot, they'll do anything to fill that gap. Boy, in the streets it's getting hot, and the youth them I get so cold. Searching for food for the pot, they'll do anything to fill that gap. Yeah. You got to show the people there's still a brighter way. Yeah.
to lose and we'll have to fade away. Yeah. And all the wicked deeds are done, I know you got to pay. Yeah. Cause in the streets it's getting hot and the youth them I get so cold. Searching for food for the pot, they'll do anything to fill that gap. Yeah. In the streets it's getting hot and the youth them I get so cold. Searching for food for the pot, they'll do anything to fill that gap. As generation comes and go, you got to make preparation while the youth them I grow. It's what you reap, it's what you sow. The youth them are the light and the future, let's end up and you know. If education is the key, so tell me why the bigger heads they make it so expensive for we. Give them the key, or set them free. Give them the key, or set them free.
Yes, that was Richie Spice. Always talking the right things, you know, singing the right things to the right people. We got to get it into our community, and we got to keep it clean. We got to keep it right, because if we don't, I don't know, we're going to run out. I don't think we're going to last forever. I really don't think so. So we got to, you know, we really got to wake up and do what needs to be done. Sister Jeanette, what you got to say? You know you're always on the move when you're moving, you know? Moving and grooving.
Yeah, well,
just like I was.
Yes. So again, you know, I just wanted to share that, you know, through On the Move, you know, we're offering so, involving so many different, you know, we have affiliate programs. So if you, anyone out there who wants to connect internationally or even to Canada, we have the platform for that. You can become an affiliate. You can even partner with us. You can become a member. So just go over to our membership page, fill out the membership application, and just put your request, what you would like for us to do for you. While you're there, you can check out our membership packages. You know, we have bronze, silver, gold, platinum, and even we can do a customization. If you want to customize a package, we can do it for you. But we have connections to print media, television, you know, digital, newspaper, online magazine. We have all of that in place that can get your business out there. We have a monthly event that we do on Zoom. That's another way that can get you connected, you know, through our various method of connecting, and also different platforms that we're on. So yes, take advantage of what we're doing. Our membership starts as low as $10 a month. So $10 a month, you go to the website, you'll see what you're getting for the $10 a month. Or if you pay one time $100, that will cover you for the entire year. And you'd have all access to all our program benefits, everything. We just got connected to a company that food delivery right to your door online. You know, so there are so many things that we're doing.
Moment.
And but yeah, in the same time we have the charitable component, which we're also fundraising to help pay for teachers to start our academy for youngsters, you know, giving them a little bit of the African experience that on this side of the world many of us never got. So now we're going to instill it in our children, grandchildren, but we're raising funds to help pay for our staff to give them the proper training and many other things. So every week, you know, we'll be sharing what we're doing, you know, as people start coming over. And I must say thank you, the On the Move website. It's really, you know, numbers are going up. I notice now we're about up to 300 visitors. I mean, it's a lot to us because it was like at zero. I know it's at 300. So whoever is out there visiting our site, thank you so much. You know, I'm looking forward. Hopefully we can double this and maybe triple it in another 2 months or so. So thank you for visiting our site, stuff like that. As it relates to the Lumi, I'm going to encourage, please, please, register. A lot of things are in the pipeline coming out. Again, I was in a meeting today, and there's a lot of things coming out. So over the next few weeks, we'll have information to share as it relates to the Lumi. All right, so just wanted to share. And this Saturday, this Saturday from 3 to 5, I will be on the Regolution Talk Show again with a guest, you know, again, sharing talent, service, giving people exposure as much as they can out there in the community. So we're doing as much as we can to help empower our community. We never had this privilege before, so let's make use of it. Thank you, Sam.
All right. Thank you, Sister on the Move. There's so much, as you hear, there's a lot of things going on, a lot of things you can get involved with. You can find out the On the Move platform, which is, you know, giving you all that you can and more. If you do, all you have to do is check it out. And again, you can support us. We always need support because we're not a commercial sale radio with commercial gear. We just talk and we play music. So we need support. And everything that we do for ourselves and our own. And if the others out there could take up the mantle like that, for us to do things that will enlighten who we are and how we are and what we do and what we're capable of, that would be awesome. Instead of us having to be talking about how many, you know, tree murders per day, and we are locked down, can't do anything, sick, and people get murdered because of their own mindset or because they seem to be moving up in life. Like, I don't understand what we've become, but it's not a good thing. And again, you know, we need to just keep teaching that. We're here every Thursday and Saturday. What I'm going to do is I'm going to investigate the possibility, which is very possible. I will know by next week if I'm going to be leaving earlier so I can keep it at a 2-hour show, because there's so much to say and so much to do, and we can't do it all in half an hour. Even 2 hours is still not enough, but we're just going to keep praying and keep moving along as best as we can. And with that, I'm going to move on with this song, Buju Banton and John Legend. He's going to sing I like this song. It's really nice. Really a good song. I'm coming close to the end because I'm not going to stay. You know, I'm leaving here at 8:30. So let's jump in with it.
Have mercy on me, I am on bended knee. Father, I plead. Oh, I come. I am on bended knees. Father, I plead. I come. I am on bended knees.
You know what, stay safe everyone, because you know what is happening in the world today. Just stay safe wherever you are, you know, it's positive. And thank you again for tuning in to Wagwan and CRS Radio, and definitely connect next week.
All right. And I, Poetic Sam, is saying just the same. Just hold it down, hold the peace, hold the faith, find a moment a day to just meditate so we can bring some peace to this world that we live in. I'm going to rock steady, and I'll catch you on Saturday. I'll be here from 12 till 2. We'll work it through. And hopefully we won't have no more murders everywhere and anywhere. We'll all be peace and safety. Here comes Keisha Martin helping us to rock steady out of here. Right here on Saturday, 12 till 2, 4th of 10, musical turntable. Have an awesome night and an awesome weekend, y'all.